Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. France's National Academy of Science added its voice, stating in a recent report that much of the criticism of GM crops is entirely unfounded from a scientific point of view. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Don't miss it. If you care about the environment, if you want to sustain life on the planet, if you love and respect animals, you must attend. The subject is Revolutionary Environmentalism, a dialogue between activists and academics. A star-studded cast of speakers, Gary Yourofsky, representing People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. He has been arrested more than a dozen times for liberating minks. Paul Watson used to be with Greenpeace, but they were too peaceful. He's now with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. His specialty is ramming whaling ships. He's wanted in Costa Rica and Iceland for sinking ships. Rick Scarce, jailed for refusing to cooperate with a grand jury. Animal Liberation Group will be represented by Rodney Coronado, who spent 4 years in prison for torching a Michigan State University lab. The date, February 12th to the 14th at California State University, Fresno. I thought we were fighting terrorism, not legitimizing and validating violence. Now that's their agenda, to explore the ethics of sabotage. They want to draft a statement of principles that represents a radical environmental community. First of all, these people are terrorists. They're not Al-Qaeda, but nonetheless, they're terrorists, they're criminals. They don't hesitate to break the law. They destroy property. They endanger innocent people, and they don't do the animals any favors either. How well do you think those mink did after being released into the wild? Most of them probably died. Is it appropriate for a public institution, California State U, to promote environmental terrorism? They're using your money. That is, if you live in California. Anyway, sometimes I wonder where our good judgment has gone. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.